Fist fights between students aren't new, and maybe it's why no one seems to care about how regularly students duke it out in an area off campus in Waianae. Chad Blair has a reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
So we know that kids have been having fights, I mean, all levels, for decades. In some ways, it's a measure of how you get respect or what other people think of you. I mean, this stuff isn't new. I can think about my father telling me stories about back in the 50s. But for the fact that these kids are going off campus and people are around there and watching this, that seems to be a bit of an issue. What's happening in Waianae that these people are just knowing that this is the place where they gather, and sometimes parents are coming there too?
Right. This is Noel Fuji'i's story, and we're talking about the Uluwehi housing complex area. And the students involved are both from Waianae High School and also the intermediate school. And sometimes the fights are once or twice a month, sometimes more, sometimes many times during the week. They actually call the area where the fights take place the Ring. And it's been around at least for 30 years from the people that Noel talked to. But some say, yeah, it's cultural. It's reputation. It's about being tough and how you can't back down. But others are saying, well, look, you know, this could escalate into something more violent. What if weapons were involved? And so the story Noel has, and it's up on our website today, is raising concerns, complaints from homeowners, others in the area, to HBD, to the mayor's office, to the schools involved, trying to find a way to lessen the fighting that's going on there between kids.
We are talking about students, and knowing that schools only have authority over what happens on campus, unless, of course, whatever happens off campus results in some disciplinary action. Doesn't that really mean that this has got to be a community-driven, way of corralling this and stopping it? Doesn't really the community have to be involved
in
this?
There's a couple of things. I mean, the schools are trying to do what they can. Yeah, they have only legal control over their campuses, but they are able, if somebody overhears there's going to be a fight after school, they are able to call the police. They are able to call the parents involved. They could also discipline those students, you know, keep them from going to senior prom or maybe not walking through graduation. And we should tell you that the Department of Education actually has behavioral health specialists that have been intervening to try and help. This is not just confined to Waianae. Kapolei and Kalihi are two other neighborhoods on Oahu that were mentioned. And ultimately, maybe what's needed is a place, an area to let out that extra stress. And at least one person in the area, Cedric Gates, who's the representative from Waianae, he's trying to get people to sign up for the Waianae Boxing Club. Why don't you go there where it's supervised? Yes, it is still violent, but at least it's being controlled and monitored. And that might be a healthy outlet for this aggression rather than duking it out, you know, for half an hour on a grassy area.
Well, I think there are a lot of people who would want to talk about that some more, and maybe we'll have
time to
do that when you talk about boxing and some of the things that we've seen that have come out of professional boxing, but what this means for kids who can somehow get rid of all of that negative energy or find an outlet for it. That really seems to be, where's it going to go? You know, how do you channel that? All right. Well, we'll take this up another time. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks. Thank you, Bethann.
Every day we check in with Civil Beat for a reality check.